starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Tonight, it's doubleheader action from Kearney High as the Bearcats welcome in the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Lillard South down by one, gives it up on the right side. Penetration here by Navity, and it's blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
The Kearney girls are red hot, riding a 10-game winning streak into the weekend. While the boys will go for their fifth straight win before traveling to number one Norfolk tomorrow. It's the Silverhawks and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
1.5%.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcat girls earlier on ESPN came away with a nice 13-point win against Lincoln Southwest. Now it's the boys' turn as Kearney High comes in 10-10. They'll be taking on Southwest, who is 3-17 on the season. They have struggled, but like the Bearcats, they played a lot of very close ball games throughout the course of the year, and Southwest, very much like Kearney High, likes to shoot the ball from the outside and the perimeter. They do have a little bit of size, as one of their better outside shooters is actually listed at 6'5", but Coach Steinbrook thinks that Davis Peterson is about 6'6", but he'll be playing a little bit inside defensively, also be shooting to the outside. So a little bit of size advantage here for Southwest, but the Bearcats, of course, home cooking here as they'll have the place rocking as they play host to Lincoln Southwest High School. And welcome in to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Found in sport area, athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And again, they're not at all afraid to put the ball in the air because they like to shoot the ball around the perimeter. Unfortunately for Southwest, they just don't have a lot of scoring punch, as they don't have that consistent scoring effort, as they only have one player that averages in double figures on the season. And we'll talk about that as we return with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats playing host to Lincoln Southwest High School. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. As we mentioned, they are 3-17 on the season, and their starters here in the ball game Our Davis Peterson is a 6'5 senior. He averages about 8 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Brian Aguilar is a 6'1 senior, and Aguilar averages 9.4 points and 2 rebounds a contest. Javed Fatemi is a 6'2 senior, and Fatemi on the season is averaging just short of 9 points and 4 rebounds per contest. Bo Ells, and if you recognize that last name, it's Ross Ells, former Husker coach's son, and Bo Ells is a 5'9 junior. He's averaging 5.7 points and a rebound and a half per ball game. And rounding it out, the leading scorer here is Tyler Lenz, a 6'3 junior. Lenz is averaging 10.9 points and 5 rebounds a game for head coach Dwayne Bach. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, their starters will be Jake Waller, the 6'1 junior. He averages about 11 points per ball game. Trevor Leibarger, a 6'3 junior, who averages 6.3 points a contest. Peyton Pocock, a 6'1 senior. Pocock is averaging 7.2 points a ball game. Austin Murray, 6'4 and a junior. He's averaging 8.3 points per ball game. And Brian Arp is a 6'4 senior. Arp is averaging 8.2 points and 7.1 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So the Silverhawks in town to take on the Bearcats, and we're going to send it away here just for a few moments. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Kearney High right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. This is continuing with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Southwest in their road green uniforms, making their trip out here to Kearney High. They've been introduced, the Bearcats in their home whites, with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. They're currently being announced here by public address announcer Brandon Bennett. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll have more high school basketball for you on ESPN. We'll begin at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll have pregame a little bit before that, but Ravenna and Amherst from the Heartland Hoops Classic. That'll be followed by St. Cecilia taking on Brining Davenport Chickley. After that will be Omaha Scott and Norfolk Catholic at 2:30. At 4:15, Aurora will take on GICC. And in the afternoon on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have District Wrestling. And that will be wrapped up in time for the 6 o'clock tip-off from the Heartland Hoops Classic, when Alcorn South will take on Columbus SCOTUS. And then Oak Hill Academy and Omaha South with the nightcap tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So the first 4 games right here on ESPN, and the last 2 games of the Heartland Hoops Classic will be on Classic Hits. So the starters have been announced. We're wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're just about ready to get things underway here as the Bearcats will run out to midcourt, shake the hands of the Silverhawks in their green uniforms. A little bit of silver on the side of those uniforms. Otherwise, it's just green and white. And doing the jumping here is going to be Peterson against Arp, and Arp's going to control the tip here for Kearney High. So Bearcats with their first possession of the ball game, bring it in the offensive end. They'll give it right side for Murray. Murray works it around the perimeter. Waller's going to fire a three in transition, and he hits the three. So Waller strokes it in, and Kearney High with an early 3-0 lead here. So he drains the three, does Waller, and now they'll get the ball in the lane. Little ball fake here for Lenz. He'll kick the ball back out around the perimeter. On the bounce here is going to be Fatemi. Fatemi back around now on the left side for Aguilar. Aguilar gives it off right wing. Southwest tries the long three-pointer. That's no good. Long rebound is going to be picked up at midcourt here by Ells, and Ells will work it around, and Fatemi will fire another three-pointer. And we've got the ball going out of bounds, as grabbing it on that rebound was Tyler Lenz, but Lenz had a foot on the baseline, so that will be a turnover. Well, not a turnover, but it won't be a rebound, that's for sure. So the Bearcats will get possession of the ball here. So on the bounce is going to be Pocock. Bearcats lead it 3-0 here in the early stages. This time Waller not near as open, and he's able to get it to Pocock. Pocock, nice snap pass down low, inside for Brian Arp. They collapsed, and they left Brian Arp all alone, and about a 35-foot pass that was put on a rope there by the future UNK pitcher into Arp. And by the way, Arp will be wearing colors very similar to that, what Southwestern has. They'll pull down the defensive rebound here after a little runner in the lane by Southwest, and they'll get the ball out to Murray. Murray's going to drive, has a shot blocked by Aguilar, and out of bounds. But the Bearcats will maintain the possession because, as I said, it goes out of bounds. So Pocock with the inbounds here, and he's looking, and we'll lob it out to Murray. It's deflected. Murray picks up a loose ball and has it stolen away. The steal by L. So he'll come up with the steal in the lane, pass it up ahead to Fatemi, and Fatemi can't get the shot to fall, but it's going to be tipped in there. I didn't see who came up with that. Was that Peters? I think Peterson with the offensive rebound. So Pocock has it around the perimeter. First points of the ball game as Waller has it for Southwest. Lob pass inside for Arp. Arp has a shot blocked, and Fatemi with a clean block there. They're going to call a jump ball. And so nice job there by Fatemi with the block. And the Silverhawks will just bounce it into the offensive end. With it is Peterson. He'll set a screen over to Fatemi on that right side. Now kicks left wing here for Ells. Ells enters it down the low for Lenz. Lenz lost the ball, but they're going to say Arp was the one that touched it. So we'll give Arp credit for a block here as it goes out of bounds off of Southwest. So Lenz to toss it in on the baseline, trying to throw it over the 6'4 Murray. And in the corner is Aguilar, and Aguilar drains the three. Had a nice little ball fake there. They got Pocock to fly in the air and got out of position. Then Aguilar stroked into three, and we're tied at five. Mybarker gives it over there for Waller. Waller will fire a three-pointer. No good. And rebounded by Aguilar. Aguilar in the offensive end. Will now give it off right side for Lenz. Down on the baseline, backing in here is Peterson. Peterson finds a backdoor cutter, and Bo Ells will have a nice little reverse layup as he drove all the way in on and took it in underneath the iron and banked it in. So Murray has it as a 7-0 run here for Southwest, and kick out here for Waller. Left side for Murray. Top of the circle with it is Pocock. Over to Liebarger. Now Arp has it on the right side. He's inside the three-point arc, but that's still not his shot. He'll give it to Murray. Murray's going to drive, and there's going to be a charge. Yeah, Lenz, nice job stepping in front of Murray, and Murray's going to be called for the charge. He ended up dribbling into a triple team there, did Murray. So Shanahan checking in here for Southwest. So does Connor Works, and they'll inbound the ball to him. Peterson gives it into Works. Aguilar on that right side now will cycle through. They'll give it off here for Lenz. Lenz has it. Kicks now left side for Works. Works thought about the three, and they'll get the ball back out here for Shanahan. Shanahan helps enter it inside for Peterson. Peterson working against Arp, going to kick it out for Aguilar. Aguilar now will drive. Pocock right in his grill, gets it out here for Works. Works, nice little step through off the double team, and he'll score. Connor Works, nice little drive through, and Lincoln Southwest on a 9-0 run here. They lead it now 9-5. Right wing, Liebarger gets it off for Murray. Murray working against some pressure here from Works. Around the perimeter we go. Driving now, dumping inside underneath. Arp's going to score. Nice little dish inside for Waller. And Brian Arp drives after getting that nice little jump pass there by Waller. And it's a two-point ball game. And a chance here for Arp to cut into it after the foul is called on Peterson. Checking in for Kearney High will be Zach Ryan and Austin Issue. And Javed Fatemi going to check back into the ball game, so Lenz will come out. So Arp will be handed the basketball, and the Silverhawks will make another substitution if he makes the free throw here, and he cannot. He missed it, and the rebound is going to be taken out by Shanahan. So Shanahan snags the rebound. And on the bounce here, they'll kick the ball back out to Lenz, top of the circle. Three-pointer, no good. And going to be rebounded by Pocock. So Pocock snags the bound. And the Cats work it around. Waller has it top of the circle. Right side for Pocock. Lobs it in for Arp. Arp off glass. And he'll rattle it home. Brian Arp wanted the ball. They lobbed it in. He's able to shoot over the top of the hustle on the backside by Aguilar. And the Bearcats now are tied at 9. 3:25 to go here, first quarter. Left side open for three is going to be Shanahan. Shanahan misses the three. And Pocock with another rebound. Pocock on the dribble will give it out. Now Ryan has it top of the circle. Off of the screen, Pocock will fire a three. Back of the iron and no good. And a rebound taken out here by Works. Works on the run here for Southwest. And now the baseline drive shot's good for Fatemi. And Javad Fatemi with his first points of the ball game, and Southwest leads it 11-9. Waller gets it down low for Arp. Arp, they collapse on him. Arp comes up with a loose ball. He's going to fall on it like a fumble and dives on it. And Kearney High has the possession arrow pointing their way, so they'll maintain the possession here. But a nice job of collapsing on Arp was Fatemi, who was able to help tie things up here. Pocock will inbound it after Johnson checks in here for Kearney High. And they'll just lob it in for Ryan. They'll actually throw it in the backcourt. Now Ryan will pick it up and bring it across the timeline with 2:40 to go here in quarter number one. Cats trailing at 11-9. They give it to Waller behind the three-point arc on the right side. Over to Mischue, to Ryan. Pocock has it top of the circle. Now out to Waller. Waller's going to drive. Kick it out for Ryan. Ryan gives it right side for Mischue. Inside for Johnson. Johnson being double-teamed loses the basketball. Kearney High with the turnover. Nice defense there by Southwest. And Bo Ells will check back in here for the Silverhawks. 2:18 to go. Liebarger will check in at the next stoppage. With it is Connor Ratz. He'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Fatemi, right side, will give and go. Fatemi has it, drives and shoots, misses, and it's going to be rebounded by Waller. So Waller snags the defensive rebound, gives it to Ryan. Ryan kicks out to Pocock. Mischue has it on the baseline and took an extra step. Kearney High with another turnover. Unofficially, three turnovers here for Kearney High, and they have them in back-to-back possessions. And Dwayne Bach having a nice friendly conversation with the officials about a couple of calls here. Just working them. Driving a little bit is Ells. Ells, nobody shuts him off. What a strong drive there. And he'll take it high off the glass and in. Southwest now with a four-point lead. Liebarger kicks it for Pocock on that left side. And they'll give it right side for Ryan. Ryan over for Mischue. Mischue top of the circle for Liebarger. Liebarger is going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And rebound to Fatemi. So Fatemi will slowly bring in the offensive end. Picked up there by Mischue. And off of a screen set by Ratz. They'll reset the offense now. With it, Shanahan. Shanahan edging out over there is Johnson, and still on the dribble is going to be Shanahan. Shanahan gives left side for Works. Top of the circle, they give it off here for Connor Ratz. And on that right wing, dribbling here is Bo Ells. Ells with a little drive, dish out to Ratz, top of the circle. Left side is going to be Shanahan with it. Shanahan on the bounce with 50 seconds to go is picked up by Ryan. Shanahan cuts back to the left side. Still Ryan staying right with him. 5 second counts off those, and they'll give the ball to Fatemi. Fatemi on that right wing will screen off Mishu. Fatemi's going to drive, and he'll take it off glass, gets the bucket and foul as he ran in the Liebarger. Fatemi's going to get the bucket. Liebarger is going to get the foul, and we'll have an and-one opportunity. So Fatemi with a chance to add to Southwest's six-point lead. They lead it 15-9 with 38.3 to go. The free throw is no good and rebounded by Johnson. So Brady Johnson snags the rebound and will give it to Ryan, who will slowly work it across the timeline. Cats will milk the clock here. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, of course, coming up at halftime. We have another full quarter to go here, but got to talk about something as we're not really having a whole lot happen on the basketball court. 16 seconds left. Mishu and Ryan will get the ball over to Ryan. Mishu will give it a left side for Pocock. Pocock now with 6 seconds left, drives down the baseline, gives it to Johnson, who will give it off to Ryan, who will fire a three, and he'll go out of bounds at the buzzer. The three-pointer is off the mark, and so that'll do it for the first quarter. Lincoln Southwest with a 15-9 lead over Kearney High. We'll be back with the second quarter as we return to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Bearcats have a little work to do here. They're trailing it at the end of one quarter of play, 15-9, and Lincoln Southwest will have the basketball. Bearcats going with their starters, Waller, Liebarger, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. And Aguilar gets the ball inbounded to him. He'll give it off on the left side for Lenz. Now Ells has it. Aguilar will direct traffic a little bit. Bearcats going man-to-man. Dump pass down low. Arp will be there defensively as Peterson's backing in. Will kick it out on the baseline for Fatemi. Fatemi's jumper is no good and rebounded by Murray. So Murray pulls down the defensive rebound after the miss. Gives it to Pocock. Facing some 2-3 zone. They'll kick it now left side for Waller. Waller's picked up there by Fatemi. And they'll set up the half-court offense. Backing up a little bit here is Kearney High off of a screen. Pocock has it. Gives it to Waller on the right side. He'll shoot a three. No good. Arp with the rebound. Arp off glass. Good. So Brian Arp is able to make the putback. And Kearney High cuts that lead down to four. On the baseline, driving here is going to be Lenz. Lenz, great ball fake. Able to step through a double team then and will take it off glass and score. He got both Arp and Murray to move with that ball fake, stepped in between the two of them, and was able to find a little seam to lay that one off the glass. Pocock off of the screen gives it to Liebarger. Around the perimeter with it is Waller now. Waller picked up there man-to-man by Lenz, and Liebarger has it left side. They'll give it to Murray on the left wing. Murray now in the lane, takes it off glass, no good, and rebound going to be taken out by Fatemi. Fatemi snags the bound. And we'll kick right side for Aguilar in the offensive end. They get it on the low block for Peterson. Peterson working against Arp will just rattle it in off the rim. So Davis Peterson with the bucket, and Kearney High is going to call a timeout. They're down by eight. 6:19 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Bearcats trailing at 19-11. Back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Bearcats down by 8. They trail it 19-11. And they'll bring in the offensive end. Pocock on the bounce here. Will be picked up there defensively by Ells. Pocock will hand it off to Liebarger. Liebarger to Pocock in the corner. Right in his grill there is going to be Fatemi. Now Murray has it on the left side. Nice ball movement around the perimeter. Waller has it, dribbles, floats, and it hits the back of the end. Can't get the tip in. And finally, Peterson pulls down the rebound. So Peterson ends the possession after a couple of pretty good looks there by Jake Waller, but he wasn't able to get the shot to fall. Entry pass by Southwest is going to be intercepted by Arp. And Arp says, thank you very much, gives it to Pocock after the turnover. And now on the offensive end, Murray will work it around the perimeter. Arp will set a screen here for Pocock, who will get it off the Liebarger. Waller has it on that left side, and Bo Ells is staying right with Waller. As Murray will drive, kick it out to Waller. Waller's going to fire a three. That one is a little bit long and rebounded by Aguilar. Aguilar in the offensive end is going to slow it down, gives it to Lenz, who will fire a trail three. That's no good. Rebounded by Arp, and here comes Carney High. Secondary break here as they give it off to Liebarger. Inside for Arp, sloppy pass, but Pocock's able to pick it up. Kick it out now for Murray, who will skip through and lay it off the glass. Austin Murray striding out those long 6'4 legs, and he's able to take it off the glass and in. Backdoor cut, lost there is Lenz. He'll drive, top left-hand layup, no good, and rebounded by Pocock. Pocock ends the possession. Southwest got a nice look out of it there as Arp will set a screen now for Pocock. Now he'll set a screen for Liebarger. Arp now has the top of the circle, gives it for Pocock. He'll step back, fire a three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded out of there by Lenz. Lenz looking up ahead, gets it up to Fatemi. Fatemi has his shot blocked out of bounds by Brian Arp. So the obligatory you got swatted cheer takes place as both Mishu and Zach Ryan checking in here for Carney High with 4:25 to go. Cats trailing it 19-13. It did go out of bounds on the block, so Bo Ells will inbound it. Anderson also checked in here for Carney High. And the ball in the lane here for Peterson. Peterson, jumper, no good. Peterson gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, and that one won't fall and rebounded this time by Pocock, by Mishu. So Mishu pulls down the defensive rebound, gives it to Ryan, hands off now to Liebarger, gives it right side for Anderson, right wing for Murray. Top of the circle, Ryan has it. Gives it to Mishu. Mishu's going to drive. Dump in pass. Back in underneath is Ryan. Ryan missed the bunny and rebounded by Aguilar. So Aguilar with the defensive rebound. He's going to pull up a three in transition and drain the three. So Brian Aguilar strokes in the three-pointer in Lincoln Southwest. That's their second three-pointer of the game. Carney 1 of 8, they're 2 of 7. Driving on the baseline is Murray, but Murray will have a chance for a three-point play as he slipped in, takes it high off the glass, and will have a chance now for a three-point play. Great drive there by Austin Murray. And the foul is going to be on Shanahan, his first. So Murray, one of the best free throw shooters on the team here for Carney High, will try to finish off the three-point play. Trailing it now 22-15. And he's able to hit it. So the three-point play now completed. So 3:35 to go. Silverhawks with a six-point lead. And around the perimeter we go. Shanahan will give it off on that right side. He gets it over for Trevor Bogle. And Bogle working around Mishu. I think they're going to call Mishu for a little slide there. And that'll be the first foul of the game on Austin Mishu. That's now 3 on the Cats compared to 2 here for Lincoln Southwest with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. And inbounding hit is going to be Bogle. He'll get the ball off for Shanahan between the circles. Around the perimeter works. Gives it on the baseline. Driving is Aguilar. Nice dump pass in underneath. But shot by Sheffield won't fall. And Mishu comes up with the rebound. And on the run we go in the offensive end. Back out to Anderson, who dumps for Liebarger, who will fire his three-pointer. That's no good. And rebounded by Sheffield. So Sheffield pulled it down. Nice look at the three-pointer there for Kearney High. They can't get it. Three in transition here on the left wing for Hunziker, who checked in. His three's no good. And the rebound tipped out to Ryan. Ryan on the run. Brings it in the offensive end after the missed three. And now Anderson has it on the right side. He's looking at Shanahan. Doesn't want to shoot over top of him, so he'll skip it out for Mishu. Mishu will drive, and he'll take it off the glass and in. Austin Mishu, nice little runner over there. Cuts lead down to four, 22-18. 2.5 to go. Right side Bogle is going to fire the three-pointer. That is no good. And another rebound by Mishu. Mishu drives all the way in, loses the basketball, but it's going to go off the hip of Aguilar and out of bounds. So Kearney missed the shot, but fortunately, it went off of Aguilar and out of bounds. 2:21 to go here, third quarter. Excuse me, second quarter, as the Bearcats are down by four. And Southwest will make a substitution as Bo Ells would check in. We had one guy come out, but nobody checked in. So for a while there, Southwest only had four guys on the court. Ball inbounded for Liebarger, who will give it back to Ryan. Left side for Murray. Murray off of a screen. We'll look over to Ryan. Zach Ryan has it. He's working against a little pressure there by Connor Works. Gives it to Mishu. Back out to Ryan. Ryan dribbles. Steps through a double team. Lost it. Gets it back. Gives it for Anderson. Anderson will step to the free throw line. His jumper no good. And the rebound again to Aguilar. He's been somewhat of a rebounding machine here in the first half as he's pulled four down already here in the ball game. Aguilar had it momentarily, kicks the ball back out here for Ells. 22-18, minute 45 to go. Skip pass, and we've got a timeout here for Southwest. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The Silverhawks of Southwest have a 22-18 lead over Kearney High with a minute 44 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Earlier tonight here on ESPN Radio, the Kearney High girls with a 56-43 win over Southwest. Southwest right now has a four-point lead over Kearney High, 22-18. Cats trailed much of the first half and then hit a three-pointer at the end of second quarter and never really trailed after that. Little drive here for Southwest. They lose the basketball, but it's off the hands of Waller and out of bounds. Earlier tonight on our sister station, and we'll talk about that more here in a little bit. On the inbounds play, Southwest missed the three-pointer. Rebound going to be tipped out to Mishu. Mishu brings in the offensive end. Earlier tonight, Amherst over Elm Creek, 54-50. That's the final in boys basketball. The girls game coming up on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. Of course, we'll have Amherst in the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. Drive here by Waller. Dump in underneath for Anderson. Anderson has his shot blocked. Comes up with the rebound, and then the rebound is going to be tied up. So Bearcats will have possession of it here. As the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. So Pocock will check in and inbound the basketball. And they'll get it to Mishu. Mishu in the lane, kicks out. Open on the baseline there is Anderson. Anderson missed an easy six-foot jumper on the baseline. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Lenz. Lenz, pass down low. We're going to have a foul called here. He gave it away, got it right back, drove in. And we're going to have a foul called on Kyle Anderson. And we'll bring in both number 55s after this first free throw for Tyler Lenz. Lenz with two free throws and a chance to add on to a 22-18 lead, and the first one's good. And so Trevor Bogle is going to check in. Brian Arp here for Kearney High. Just inside of a minute left to go here in the second quarter. 23-18, five-point lead here for Southwest. And Lenz will try to add to it, but can't. Miss the free throw. And it's going to be rebounded by Mishu. So Mishu snags the bound. We'll give it off for Zach Ryan. Ryan across the timeline. Kicks left side for Waller. Over for Pocock. Not looking to milk the clock just yet here as they give it off for Ryan. Ryan on the bounce gives it to Waller. Waller's going to turn around, fire a three, and he hits the three. Jake Waller got the game started from a three-pointer from that exact same spot, and he makes it now a two-point ball game. Southwest will milk the clock here for the last shot. They lead it 23-21, and just with the dribble across the timeline is Bo Ells. And Ells will now dribble over to the center jump circle. Still has his dribble going. Bearcats in a 2-3 zone. 10 seconds left as they hand the ball off here for Aguilar. Back to Ells on that right side. Skip pass over for Aguilar. Aguilar, a little ball fake. He'll drive, and he took an extra step. He turned it over with 1.8 to go. Right? Maybe he just had trouble getting that ball out of his hands. Pocock will inbound it on the far sideline over there. 1.8 to go, and Pocock has it. They're going to throw the ball deep, and it's going to be intercepted by Southwest, and they'll throw a long shot that goes over the top of everything. So Kearney High throwing the deep ball, hoping to have some miracle happen. Wasn't able to turn it into points, and so Southwest will head to the locker room with a 23-21 lead over Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here for the Bearcats. When we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are trailing it at halftime in the Lincoln Southwest and boys basketball 23-21. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. With Jason Boyd, kind enough to join us to talk about his girls' impressive 56-43 win over at Lincoln Southwest. And after you guys kind of stole the momentum at the end of the second quarter, really took care of business in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, three to end the half was nice going into halftime. And then our whole halftime talk was just getting stops. You know, 27 points for us to give up in a half this year is a lot. You know, we've only been giving up, you know, about 35 a game when we've been on our current win streak. So we definitely were trying to figure out a way to get it stopped. So second half we went to just a regular triangle and two, which we've never practiced. I don't know if I've ever done as a coach, actually. We've done an inverted this year a lot with Miller down low, but they were scoring inside a little bit on her still, so we wanted to kind of have two down there to help with her and get on their two shooters, and so we did a good job of that in the second half, and they struggled with that a little bit, and then it definitely helped to hit some shots in the third quarter, too, you know, where we kind of extended our lead.
I think Meter had 7-9 points, something like that, in the first half, and really was kind of a factor. You guys really quieted her down in the second half.
Yeah, and Sidham did a great job on it. I mean, Sidham is kind of our lockdown defender, and so Meter is really, really good. And, you know, even the shots she made in the first half, a couple of them were pretty tough shots where Sidham was still on her and she drove. She's just strong and really athletic, and I thought Kelsey did a really good job on it.
And she played pretty well on the offensive end of the court as well, finishing with 19 points. And that three-pointer she hit at the end of the second quarter, the last play, that buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter, gave you a tremendous amount of momentum. And then offensively, she really got it rolling in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, she hit a couple threes, and And then Lauren hit a three, yep. I think, where it was maybe like three or four straight possessions. We hit some threes, and then and that's where, you know, we went up about 9 or 10 right away. And so I thought that was the difference in the game, and then we just kind of maintained that lead throughout.
And obviously throughout the game, a very strong presence by Miller. 17 rebounds in the game, finished with 11 points, but holy cow, 17 rebounds. That is a yeoman's effort by anybody at any level.
Yeah, you know, I think someone else had her for 16, you had her for 17. Our stats didn't have her that much. We're definitely redoing them. But she, we know she had a lot. Now, we had her for double digits. But, and scoring. I mean, it was another double-double. She's been doing that more lately, and that's huge for us when she can have a double-double and clean up the glass for us, you know, and we need her doing that. And her scoring, too, to go with it is definitely just an added plus.
And now tomorrow you travel to Norfolk. And again, a couple of things are in front of you. There is the strong possibility, and I want to talk about it a little bit, the strong possibility that you guys could host one of the seven districts, right, be able to play both games at home. You're number 8 in the state. Fremont is number 7 in the state. And again, you've probably done a little bit of math on this. What is the path?
I do teach math.
I know you teach
my
math.
My assistant is a calculus teacher, so I rely on him as well.
But this is more algebraic. This is a little bit more algebraic. Talk a little bit about what is kind of the formula for you guys to be able to, obviously winning out would be a big part.
Yeah, a couple things, you know, tonight it could affect it a little bit. But we feel if we win, good chance to host. Good chance to jump Fremont, even if they would win both games this weekend. So it's not a done deal, and there's a couple things that would have to happen, but it would be, you know, more likely that if we win and they win that we would host, actually, and we would jump them. So you never know, though. It's hard this time of year. You look at a lot of scenarios, and there's a lot of different things that can happen. But and they play Millard West, so they're going to have a tough game tomorrow. We're going to have a tough game tomorrow. And even if we would both lose tomorrow, I think we would have a good chance to win. But we got to win because, you know, Fremont's playing well right now, playing a lot of good teams well. Went to overtime with Northeast, lost in the last second shot to Westside. Since we have played them, they've been playing that well. And so, you know, they definitely could beat Millard West tomorrow night, which means we got to win.
Yeah,
you know?
And there's a lot of factors. I mean, we'll have a much better idea when we take a look at things next weekend because, you know, again, somebody wins and a three becomes a two becomes a three. It can...
In fact, districts are set Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday, yeah. So they'll.
So next week won't matter.
No, it doesn't matter for districts, for district placement, right? We'll know Monday or Tuesday next week. I'm not sure which day.
So you are breaking out the abacus and everything else.
Yes, we are.
Could you explain to me what an abacus? Never mind. We'll talk about that off the air, being your math teacher and everything. A nice 13-point win. Let's talk a little bit about Norfolk tomorrow because, again, that's one of the things that's in front of you. What do you guys – that's always a tough place to play. I think a lot of attention is given to the boys' side, but they fill up that gym pretty well for the girls as well.
You know, the film I have from there, I just was watching from their Lincoln High game last weekend, tip-off of the girls' game, packed. I mean, it was packed right away, and that was against the Lincoln High team, you know, that hasn't been playing that well this year. So, they're going to pack it early. They really support both of their programs. You know, part of it's probably they need to get there early for the guys' game, too, but they support the girls as well, and so it's always a great atmosphere to play in front of. We always really enjoy it. The kids really enjoy it. We enjoy it a lot more if we win, and so hopefully we'll be ready to go tomorrow. I mean, I know our kids will be ready. They know what's in front of them and what they have to do to get to what they want to do, which is host districts. I mean, that's been our goal all year. We want to be able to host districts if at all possible.
And again, that'll be special. I mean, that's one thing that has not happened in this whole building here.
Right. In fact, I think you know, I think when we had a good group, when we had, I think, Nicole Arp and some of those girls were seniors, we actually regionally hosted that year. So it was regional sites. And then the next year they finally hosted. So we were in Hastings and we were the one seed. And I think that was when we beat Papio South in the district championship. And then the next year, finally, they went to hosting.
So they missed it by about a year.
So missed it by a year. And then, we never have. The guys never have since they've been doing that. So I think they've been doing that since, like, maybe 2011 or something.
Something like that, yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a little bit more recent, but you guys have had some pretty good teams, including the win last year. And obviously, even if you do host, you'll know for a fact because you won a district at somebody else's gym last year when you won at Bellevue last year. So you kind of know that you have to take care of business
right
from here on out.
We could be playing like a Lincoln Southeast first round of districts, and that's a team that beat us this year. We could be playing a Grand Island, a team that went to overtime. So those teams are right there, and it just kind of depends on how this weekend pans out and how the games go this weekend. But we're not gonna have a gimme first round, no matter what. I mean, I think it's probably more than likely gonna be one of those two teams, and we lost to one and beat one in overtime last time we played them. So we're going to have to be ready first round, and we can't definitely won't be able to look past first round.
Well, get the win tomorrow. That way you get to host both of them the rest of the way.
We think so. We hope so.
All right. Hey, Jason, appreciate the time. Best luck to you.
Thank you, Jason Boyd,
the head girls basketball coach. They won tonight earlier 56-43. We're at halftime of the boys game. We're Southwest now has a lead over Kearney High 23-21. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Unofficially, let's take a look at some statistics. Kearney High winning the rebounding battle 17-15 here at intermission. Lincoln Southwest was 10 of 27 from the field. Kearney High, 9 of 28. So Southwest shooting a little bit better. Bearcats, 2 of 11 from behind the three-point line. Southwest is 2 of 9, so neither team really lighting it up. And the Bearcats did have 6 turnovers here in the first half compared to unofficially only 1 for Lincoln Southwest here at intermission. The individual numbers will begin, first of all, for the Silverhawks. Leading the way for them is Brian Aguilar, who has 8 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half. Javad Fatemi has 4 points and a couple of rebounds. Bo L is also with 4 points. Tyler Lenz with 3. Davis Peterson with 2. And Connor Works with 2 points here at intermission. For the Bearcats, who trail at 23-21 at the break, they're being led by Brian Arp, who has 8 points and 3 rebounds. Jake Waller has 6 points and 3 rebounds. He's hit the only 2 three-pointers that Kearney High has made so far in the ballgame. Austin Murray's got 5 points and a rebound. Austin Mishu with 2 points and 4 rebounds. As Kearney High right now, not on a great offensive clip, as they're trailing here at intermission by a score of 23-21. Again, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It is American Heart, kind of an event here, as we had some discussion about the importance of heart health during the halftime of a girls' game. Just had a CPR and now CPR demonstration here before the boys' game. They put a little extra time on the clock, so a little bit longer overtime here at Kearney High. And the Rowdies' theme color is red, and in this state, the red shirts aren't really that hard to find, as Kearney High does trail here at the intermission, 23-21. A little bit extended halftime, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Kearney High trailing at 23-21 at intermission. Again, let's go through our schedule tomorrow for the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll begin at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Ravenna and Amherst right here on ESPN Radio. That'll be followed by St. Cecilia and Bruning Davenport Chicley at 12:45. At 2:30, it'll be Omaha Scott taking on Norfolk Catholic, followed by Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic in the 4:15 game. And again, all those will be right here on ESPN Radio. In the afternoon, we'll have coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 FM of Class D District Wrestling. That will then be followed at 6 o'clock, the tip-off between Elkhorn South and Columbus SCOTUS in the Heartland Hoops Classic. And then the Piece de Resistance, Oak Hill Academy, the number one team in the entire United States of America. 7 Division I scholarship players at least on that squad, as Oak Hill Academy will take on second-ranked Omaha South in the final game of the night, while the top-ranked team will be taking on Kearney High at home tomorrow. So Southwest does have the basketball first to start the second half. They, again, have that 23-21 lead as Aguilar brings in the offensive end. And they're looking to kind of jump it a little bit as they get the ball over there to Ells. Ells get the ball back again over to Aguilar. Aguilar passed through the lane. Backing in is Peterson, and Peterson will take it off glass and in. He caught the ball a little bit too far under the glass, but dribbled and was able to get back into the court a little bit more and then take it off the glass. So a four-point lead here as Waller has it. Will drive, kick for Liebarger, who's going to fire an open three, in and out, no good, and rebounded by Ells. So Ells will pull down the defensive rebound. And Southwest, quick shot. They miss it. And in the offensive end is going to be Waller after he snags the rebound. Waller has the ball back, gives it to Arp on that right side. Arp's going to drive, take it off glass and in. Arp set the screen, got the pick, and then rolled in. Not your traditional pick and roll look there, but nobody was underneath Arp after he set the pick on the perimeter. And a nice pass there by Waller, who recognized it. Aguilar has it, and he'll get the ball left side for Ells. Ells skips it in the corner for Lenz. Lenz drives the baseline. It's going to be intercepted by Waller, who's going to throw a long pass out for Murray. Murray's going to drive, no good. And dunked by Liebarger! Hold on to it, and Liebarger is able to make the putback as he dunks it in. After Lincoln Southwest turns the ball over, maybe that'll give Kearney High a little bit of momentum here as we're tied at 25, and the dunk by Liebarger. Driving is Peterson, and he has it blocked into the hands of Peterson, who will then pick it up and took it right back in. It was blocked there initially by Brian Arp, but Southwest kept the possession alive, so they go back up ahead here by 2. Murray gives it off on the left wing here for Pocock. Back inside for Murray, and Murray's going to be fouled. He took one strong power dribble, and when he did that, Bo Ells jumped him and committed the foul. That'll be the first one on Ells. Nobody's in any modicum of foul trouble here, as really very few fouls have been called here in the game. It's been played pretty cleanly, and the rebound, the inbounds is going to go to Waller, who misses the three-pointer, and it's going to be rebounded by Ells. Ells in the offensive end. We'll give it off here left side for Peterson. Peterson 6'5", but likes to shoot. Gives it to Aguilar. Aguilar is going to drive the lane and float and score. Brian Aguilar now with 10 points in the ballgame. He's a leading scorer here for Southwest. Arp has 10 as well for the Bearcats. Pocock on the bounce. Going to be picked up there defensively by Fatemi. And we'll give it here left side for Waller. Waller on the bounce. Gives it out top of the circle for Arp. That's not his game. He'll give it off right side here for Pocock. Set a screen. Pocock's not going to use it. He's going to drive, give it to Liebarger, and then gives it to Waller. Waller with the three-pointer. That's no good. And another rebound taken out here by Southwest. Ells in transition. We'll get the ball on the low block here for Lenz. Clear out there. And has a shot blocked out of bounds by Murray. So Murray with the block. But Southwest will keep the possession with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They lead it 29-25 after the dunk that tied it. Then four straight points here for Southwest. And they'll throw it in the corner. Ells is going to fire the long jumper. No good. Rebound by Lenz. And Lenz will take it off the glass and in. So now six straight points for Southwest. And they lead it 31-25.
Pocock on the bounce, gives it right side for Waller. Well behind the three-point arc, gets a screen from Arp. Loses the basketball. Aguilar almost with the steal, but he's able to work it out for Arp around the perimeter. Now left side, Pocock has it. See if he'll shoot over the top of Vels. He gets a screen and gives it to Liebarger. Top of the key, three, and Liebarger hits the three. Trevor Liebarger strokes it in, and we've got a three-point ball game. Left side, Els. Picked up by Liebarger. Yes, Carney's going man-to-man. Driving the baseline there is Lenz. Lenz is going to be fouled on the way there. I think they're going to call Waller for it. Lenz originally thought he was going to get the block opportunity. And Waller steps in there and says, not in my house. Actually, they gave the foul to Murray. My apologies. That's the second foul on Murray. Good backside help there in any event there for Carney High. So Murray, with his second foul, going to be pulled out of the ball game. The free throw by Lenz was no good. And so for the Bearcats, lineup right now is Mishu, Pocock, Arp, Liebarger, and Ryan. Second free throw by for Lenz is a little bit long and rebounded by Arp. So Arp pulls down the rebound. And we'll give the basketball out here for Mishu. Mishu gives it to Ryan. Hands off to Liebarger. Liebarger that time not open for the three, so he'll give it to Mishu on the left side. He'll penetrate, dish it. Now Liebarger is open for the three, and Liebarger hits the three. Give Mishu credit for the assist, and we're tied at 31. Baseline jumper by Lenz, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Pocock. Bearcats on the run, and he'll slow it down, give it to Ryan. Kick in the corner for Mishu. Mishu picked up there by Lenz. Will drive. Pass inside for Arp. Arp's going to take it off glass and score. Another nice pass by Mishu. And a timeout here for Southwest. A 7-0 run here for the Bearcats, who now lead it. Excuse me, an 8-0 run here for the Bearcats, who now lead it 33-31. 3.5 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back here in the third quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats have taken the lead 33-31. They need to keep that momentum going and move the ball around, not be content with that three-pointer unless it's kind of caught in rhythm, swinging it, facing the basket. If they can keep shooting with their face to the basket and in rhythm, shooting those threes, they're going to be pretty successful here tonight. That's their Seeds of Success, brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science for service, delivering success. After the timeout, Southwest will inbound it and work it around the perimeter. On the bounce here is going to be Aguilar, who gives it off on the right wing for Connor Works, who checked in during the timeout. Works will give it off here for Shanahan, who also came in. They'll give it here left side for Lenz. Lenz will get the ball off for Works, who will drive, missed it, and trying to get the ball back was Works. Works is going to commit the foul after Pocock pulled down the rebound. So Southwest with the miss and then the foul. So Connor Works called for his first foul of the ball game. Fatemi checking back in here. So it's Fatemi and Peterson have both come in here just a little bit ago. Els still out there putting a little pressure on Zach Ryan. But we'll get it at the elbow for Mishu. Mishu gives it out to Pocock on the right side. Pocock looking outside the lane for Arp, who is posting up. And they'll give it off top of the circle here for Mishu. Mishu gives it to Liebarger. Right side for Pocock. Pocock down to Arp. He's outside the lane. Kicks it top of the circle for Ryan. Over to Liebarger, who's open for three. His three-pointer is a little bit too strong. And the long rebound is going to be taken out of there by Shanahan. So Shanahan pulls down the rebound. They get it on the baseline. Backing in is Peterson, and Peterson will score. Davis Peterson posted up. He was outside the lane on the baseline and was able to create a little space and take it off the glass. Screen here for Arp as Ryan still has the dribble. Ryan lost it but picks it up and gives it over to Pocock, who gives it on that left side for Liebarger. Back to Mishu. Right side, Ryan has it now, top of the circle. And now to Liebarger. He'll fire a three, and he hits it. Trevor Liebarger caught, pivoted, shot, and scored all in one motion. Nice little rhythm play there. And Kearney High with a 36-33 lead. With it now is number 33, Shanahan. They'll give it in the corner and a three-pointer. Good. Over there for Connor Works. So Works will drain the three, and we're tied at 36. Liebarger gives it to Ryan. Back to Liebarger. Pocock top of the circle, now gives it to Mischu, well behind the three-point arc. He's picked up there by Works. A little drive, dish. Arp is open. His jumper is no good. And rebound taken out by Fatemi. So Fatemi ends the possession, brings it in the offensive end here for Southwest. We're tied at 36. And on the left wing with it is Connor Works. They'll skip it back out here for Fatemi. Fatemi's going to be picked up there by Ryan. And we'll give it now left side for Shanahan. Bearcats going 2-3 zone right now. And backing up here is going to be Shanahan. Shanahan and Fatemi both giving up some ground as they play catch, getting closer to midcourt. And now they'll give left side here for Works. Works gets a screen and now gives it to Shanahan top of the circle. On the baseline, they give it for Ells, who's going to kick the ball back out for Shanahan. Left side for Ells. Ells is going to put up an air ball three-pointer. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by the Silverhawks. So the Cats will inbound it with 51 seconds to go. And Brady Johnson checks in here for Kearney High. Southwest makes a slew of changes. Waller also comes in here for the Bearcats. So it's Johnson, Waller. Ryan's going to bring it up court with Liebarger and Pocock on either wing. So Ryan gives it to Liebarger in the lane. Kick out for Pocock. Back to Ryan on that right side. Gives it to Waller. Waller, top of the circle for Liebarger. Gives it to Pocock. Nice screen there by Johnson. Pocock was on the dribble, but kicks it out for Waller, who now will drive, step through, off glass, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Johnson off glass, and he'll score. Brady Johnson, nice job making that putback. And Kearney High now has the lead, 38-32. 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ells has it. Picked up man-to-man here is Kearney High as they give it off left side for Lenz. Top of the circle here, backdoor cut, pass inside. Jumper is up and good for Lincoln Southwest. That's Sheffield. 4 seconds left. Kick out to Liebarger. Liebarger for three. Off the iron and no good. So the jumper by Carter Sheffield late in the third quarter will tie things up at 38 as we head to the fourth quarter. Lincoln Southwest and Kearney High deadlocked here on Top of the Hill. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. We're tied 38-38. Lincoln Southwest and Kearney High as the Bearcats will have possession of it as we start quarter number four. And Murray checks back out there. The starters here are in the ballgame now for Kearney High. Waller, Liebarger, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. And Waller will give the ball to Pocock in the offensive end. He's picked up there man-to-man by Ells. Ells gives it to Murray on that right side. And they'll skip it out. And just a little miscommunication there between Murray and Pocock. And the Bearcats turn the ball over again. Turnovers now 7 on Kearney High. Only 2 for Lincoln Southwest. They've taken phenomenal care of the basketball. And on the bounce here is going to be Bo Ells. Right side, Aguilar gets it on the baseline here for Peterson. Peterson working against Arp, takes it off last, no good. Murray pulls down the rebound, and here comes Kearney High on the run. They get it out ahead here for Pocock. Pocock on the offensive end gives it to Waller. Waller playing a little catch here with Murray. gives left side on the baseline. He's picked up defensively there by Lenz. So Waller will dribble between the circles, gives it to Pocock. Left side off the screen, Liebarger over to Waller. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Jake Waller strokes in the three-pointer. He now has 9 in the game. All of them have come from behind the arc. Peterson, that's his first three-pointer here in the second half. Driving his Lenz, he'll kick at top of the circle for Ells. Around the perimeter we go as Aguilar has it. Peterson now gives on the right side. And with it is Fatemi. Fatemi in the lane. Jumper good. Javad Fatemi with a nice little runner shooting over the top of Murray. And that was pretty good defense by Murray, but Fatemi hits the shot. Well contested. Waller has the basketball now. Kearney High with a 41-40 lead. Pocock, well behind the three-point arc, gets a screen from Waller. Arp. A little drive here by Murray, going to be blocked and then rebounded by Peterson. He comes up with the block and the defensive rebound. And now a drive in underneath, backdoor cut for Bo Ells. And Ells will put Lincoln Southwest ahead, 42-41. 6:09 to go here, third quarter. Three-pointer in transition, and another three for Jake Waller as Waller drains the three. And Kearney High calls a timeout. 6:03 to go, fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Waller with the three to make it 44-42, Kearney High. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney High with a 44-42 lead, 6:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fortunately, it's been a well-officiated game. They've really let them play out there. Not too many fouls called against either team, only one against Kearney High, 2 against Lincoln Southwest. But, you know, that might change here down the stretch. Somebody might have to commit some fouls. Fatemi gives it off on that left side. Been tight all the way through here. Fatemi gave it away, gets it back. Now we'll skip a top of the circle here for Aguilar. And they open things up, and they find Lenz in underneath. They kept spreading things out, and Lenz got a nice pass from Aguilar as he got the ball on the low block. And now Pocock will get a screen from Arp. Arp wants the ball just outside the lane. Now he'll drive, and they're going to call him for a player control foul. And I think that's the right call. He's going to be called for the charge. And fortunately, even though that's a big guy, nobody hurt. In fact, nobody's been hurt, injured in any way, shape, or form so far in this ballgame. That's great news, and that is our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back to the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. So Ells in the offensive end, tied at 44. He'll dribble on that right side, and he'll kick at top of the circle here for Fatemi. Fatemi drives all the way down the baseline, shut off, kicks it out to Aguilar. Aguilar, a little ball fake, will drive, bodying up against Pocock. Fatemi and Aguilar couldn't hit the shot. Pocock's going to be called for the foul. And the Bearcats are understanding you can do a little bit of that bumping, and they're not going to call that foul. At least up to this point anyway, but Brian Aguilar was fouled, so he will shoot two. And his free throw is no good. So Aguilar at the line. Mayus is the first one, and now makes the second. So Southwest back on top here, 45-44. So across the timeline is going to come Pocock. He'll give it off to Waller on that right side. Waller with 12 in the game, 4 three-pointers. Right side for Murray. Back out to Waller. Waller dishes out. Murray open for three, hits the three. Austin Murray strokes in the three-pointer and give an assist to Waller. They had to respect him from three-point range, and then when he penetrated, a couple of guys went with him, and he was able to kick it out to Murray, and Murray strokes it in. Fatemi on the dribble, gives it off on the left side to Davis. Davis puts up the jumper, and now he'll head to the line and have 2 free throws at 4:20 to go here. That'll be on Arp. That is his second. So Peterson shooting two here, and the first one's good. Neither team's really been in the line a whole lot. Lincoln Southwest now is 3 of 8 from the line. Kearney High, 1 out of 2. That's how very little these teams have really kind of penetrated against each other and have committed fouls against each other. Second free throw is no good. Rebounds tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Lenz, and Lenz will put it off glass and in. Great hustle there by Lenz to fight for the offensive rebound, take it off the glass, and Southwest now has a 48-47 lead. Mishu with the basketball behind the arc. Works it around the perimeter. Ryan's got it. Backdoor cut to Mishu on the baseline. He'll work it back around the perimeter again. Driving is Ryan. He'll get it inside for Murray. Murray will get the bucket and foul. Good dish in underneath by Ryan. And then Murray with a strong finish in the lane as he's hit on the arm, putting up the shot, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play as Lenz is called for just his first foul of the ball game. So Murray with one free throw coming up here. And Austin Murray is 76% free throw shooter. Both him and Pocock tied for best free throw shooting percentage on the team, and the free throw is good. 50-48 inside of 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. In transition, open for three was Trevor Bogle, but they'll work it around the perimeter. Fatemi has it, gives it off to Aguilar, back inside to Fatemi. His shot's no good. Great opportunity. Rebounded by Kearney High, and Ryan's on the run after the rebound by Pocock. So we'll work it around the perimeter. Ryan's got it. Kicks right side for Murray. Murray's going to step through, take it off glass, and score. Pretty drive there by Austin Murray. After he stroked the three, they had to respect his three-point shooting, and he was able to tiptoe through traffic and lay it off the glass. Kearney High with a 52-48 lead. Here in transition, the long jumper by Aguilar, no good. Murray pulls down the defensive rebound, and they'll kick it up ahead to Liebarger. Liebarger's pass rolls around. It's still on the ground. Southwest comes up with it. So Kearney High turns it over. And now in transition, Aguilar, great bounce pass up to him. He'll take it off the glass and in. Bo Ells, once that ball was loose, was able to get it up ahead in transition. And so a missed opportunity there for Liebarger. And now Liebarger throws it in underneath, but not looking for the ball was Mishu. And so that'll be another Kearney High turnover. That one's kind of hard to pin on Trevor Liebarger because Mishu, had he caught the ball, would have had the ball on the low block. Carter Sheffield going to check in here for Southwest and inbound the basketball. Connor Works also came into the ball game. Bearcats don't make any changes, so it's going to be Ryan, Mishu, Murray, Waller, and Pocock at the moment. On the bounce here is Works. And they'll kick the ball here left side for Ells. Ells works it around the perimeter. Backing up for a three is Works. He'll fire the three. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, and it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. So Southwest doing a nice job in terms of rebounding the ball there as Boa Ells was able to tie up the basketball. Possession arrow pointing their way, so Ells will inbound on the baseline. Backdoor cut, but the shot's blocked by Murray. Into the hands of Pocock. So Southwest with the miss, Murray with the block. And Kearney High has possession of the basketball here. Right side, Ryan gives it top of the circle for Mishu. Over to Pocock. Had a little trouble handling it. Still can dribble if he wants to. Lost the ball momentarily, and we're going to get a timeout here by Kearney High. Bearcats lead it 52-50. With 2:01 to go here in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 2:01 to go in the ball game. Bearcats will have the basketball and inbound it, leading it 52-50. We come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, update you on a few scores as we bring you back into the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Amherst leads Elm Creek in girls basketball 17-14. That game is at halftime. And on the breeze, 94.3. Try that again. 94.5, the breeze. The Storm right now are leading Omaha 4-1 with about 7 minutes to go in the second. But goalie Alec Dillon has left the game with an injury. So that is not good news, as he's been one of the better goaltenders in the USHL. Here, Kearney High with a 52-50 lead with 2:01 to go. And they get the ball into Pocock. Pocock over to Waller. And when he tried to bounce it, it went off the feet of Aguilar, back off the Waller's feet. And so Kearney High with a hard luck turnover looked like they were going to have that inbounds play turn into an easy bucket. And just bad timing here for Kearney High as they turn it over. Aguilar has it, kicks it between the circle here for Lenz. They had an angle on that play. Back inside for Lenz after he gave it off to Ells. And now Southwest will return the favor with a turnover. Good pressure put on Tyler Lenz. He got the ball back and took a couple extra steps getting started over there. So Bearcats facing pressure here with a minute 43 to go. And the ball's inbounded to Ryan, and he's fouled immediately. So now four team fouls against both teams. This will be on Bo Ells. That is his second. Team's fourth. Pocock inbounding on the baseline. Bearcats up by two with a minute 40 to go. Inbounded for Waller. Waller on the bounce here. Will not face any pressure until it gets the ball across the timeline. He gives it to Zach Ryan. Ryan, with a minute 30 to go, gives it to Pocock, left side, to Mishu. Over to Murray, to Waller. Right wing with it is going to be Zach Ryan. Gives it to Mishu. Mishu near midcourt, has the dribble. No 5 second count going on. Gives it to Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, kick it out to Pocock. Pocock was open, but they want to milk the clock. Minute 12 to go. Pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Murray's able to pick it up. Get it over here to Waller. Not over and back because it was tipped by the Silverhawks. Ryan has it. Coach Bach is going crazy that you got to commit a foul, as they were not following what they wanted them to do. And Nick Shanahan is going to be called for the foul as they had to reach it. Again, because the game has not called very many fouls, right now Kearney High can milk the clock a little bit. They've already milked off about 45 seconds on this possession. They'll inbound it with a minute to go, giving it to Pocock now. Back out to Mishu, over to Pocock. Pocock skips it out here to Ryan. Little four-corner offense, kick into the corner. Back around the perimeter we go. We're playing keep away and now going for the steal and committing the intentional foul, but not overdoing it, so it'll be called intentional, is Bo Ells. That's going to be his third, and Johnson's going to check into the ball game. Brady Johnson will come in. He's on a 60% free throw shooter, so he'll come into the game, be one of the post players here, and they'll inbound the ball for Waller, because that's now six fouls called against Southwest, and now they'll commit the foul. Aguilar will, and so will be a 1-1 as the ball was inbounded here for Zach Ryan. So Ryan will have the front end of a 1-1, and Zach Ryan is a 63% free throw shooter. 43.3 to go here in the ball game, 52-50, and Ryan is the only Bearcat on that offensive end of the court here. Everybody else is going to drop back, and Ryan will be at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Ryan handed the ball, and Zach Ryan strokes in the free throw to put Kearney High up ahead here, 53-50. 43.3 to go. Bearcats, one possession game right now as they lead it by three. Second free throw for Ryan. He hits both ends of the 1-1. And Anderson's going to check into the game here for Ryan. So a two-possession game. Zach Ryan doing his job. Those 2 points, only points he's had in the game, but they are huge at the moment. Aguilar on the offensive end gives it left side for Els. Don't need a three-pointer, but Southwest will fire it up anyway on that left side. Tough three-pointer, no good, and it's going to be a whistle in underneath, and I'm not sure what the call is. I think they're going to call Southwest for a foul. There were so many bodies down there, I have no opinion about this whatsoever because I couldn't even see it. Connor Works is going to be called for the foul. And with 32.9 to go, that'll be the second foul on Works. 8 as a team against Southwest. And it's going to be Anderson to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So Kyle Anderson will toe the line here. He's only been there 4 times. He's 2 out of 4 on the season. So he's a 50% free throw shooter. I can do that one in my head. And he's now above 50% as he strokes in the front end of a 1-1. 55-50. 33 to go. Cats up by 5. Second free throw for Anderson. That one's missed. And rebounded by Southwest as Fatemi brings in the offensive end. And there's going to be a little hand check foul called here against Austin Murray. Bearcats have a couple of fouls to give here. They lead it by 5 with 26 seconds to go. That's their 5th team foul. And that's going to be the 3rd on Murray. And we're going to have another foul called here against Kearney High. And that'll stop the clock here a little bit as Waller is called for his 1st foul. And now the Bearcats are going to call a timeout. Cats now have committed 6 fouls. So if they commit another one, it'll stop the clock and put Southwest to the free throw line. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Bearcats right now have a 55-50 lead with 22.6 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Southwest will inbound the ball. We come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 22.6 to go in the basketball game. Kearney High with a 55-50 lead. Both teams right now are in the bonus, so any foul committed will stop the clock and give the other team a 1-1. Inbounding the ball here is going to be Brian Aguilar for Southwest. They need to figure out some way to come up with 5 points here in the next 22.6 seconds. Inbounded for Bo Ells, so we'll give it off on the right side for Peterson. Off the screen, they give it to Aguilar. He'll fire a 3, and he hits the 3. Well, so far, so good here for Southwest as they stroke in the 3-pointer. And tip your hat to Aguilar, who now has 13 in the game. So great job there by Aguilar. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 14.5 to go. We'll keep it right here. Both teams, as we mentioned, in the bonus. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. And the Bearcats are going to want to inbound the basketball to somebody that they want at the free throw line here down the stretch. So the best 2 free throw shooters on the team are Pocock and Murray, both 76% free throw shooters. Waller is a pretty solid free throw shooter as well at 63%. And nice job at the line making a couple of free throws a little bit ago was Zach Ryan. Ryan no slouch at the line. He's a 63% free throw shooter on the season. So the Cats overall as a team shoot 65% from the free throw line. And right now they have a 1 possession lead here, leading at 55-53 with 14.6 to go. Pocock's going to inbound it. Brady Johnson's in the ball game as well. And they'll inbound it for Murray. They come for Murray, and they foul Murray. So it will be Austin Murray who will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Mishu and Anderson going to check back into the ball game here. And the foul is on Bogle. That'll be his 1st foul here for Southwest. So Murray at the line for the front end of a 1-1. 12.8 to go here in the ball game. Both of them are big. First one's the biggest because if you miss it, you don't get a chance to shoot the second one because it's 1-1. It's now 9 fouls on Southwest, by the way, so if they commit another one, it'll be 2 shots. Murray at the line, the 76% free throw shooter, rattles it home. Hit a little bit of the back iron, but the ball was about 3/4 of the way down when it did that, and it did rattle a little bit. And it's a 3-point lead here for Kearney High, 56-53. This one to make it a 2-possession game, and Murray does exactly that. That didn't touch nothing but twine. 4-point lead for Kearney High. Aguilar on the bounce. 10 seconds left. We'll hand the ball back out here for Shanahan. Back out right side, and Anderson blocks the shot. Rebounded by Kearney High. It's over to Mischu. They get it to Waller. They don't let him foul. Kearney High is able to run out the clock. Anderson helps end the game here for Kearney High as he comes up with the block late in the ball game. And Kyle Anderson doesn't have a lot of statistics here in the game. He only has 1 point, but he's got a huge block at the end that seals the game here for Kearney High. They win it 57-53. And now the Bearcats 11-10 on the season. Southwest now will fall to 3-18 on the year. Once again, your final, Kearney High 57, Lincoln Southwest 53. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this. Timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney High holds on in this one, 57-53. We were tied heading into the fourth quarter. They built a little bit of a lead. Nice three-pointer that made it interesting there by Brian Aguilar. But the Bearcats made their free throws down the stretch. And as a result, they win this one by a final of 57-53. And that block by Kyle Anderson with 4 seconds to go didn't hurt much either as the Bearcats win it by 4. And again, the Bearcats at the line, 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Lincoln Southwest was only 3 of 9. Southwest, 4 out of 16 shooting three-pointers. Bearcats, 8 of 21 from behind three-point range. So they shot a little bit better there. And that's one of the reasons why they're able to win this one, 57-53. Rebounding battle won by Kearney High unofficially, 27-26. Both teams, Southwest took very good care of the basketball. I have them with only 3 turnovers in the game. Kearney High had 12 in the contest, so that hurt them a little bit. But they shot the ball a little bit better, and they win it tonight by a final of 57-53. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. As we mentioned, they now fall to 3-18 on the season. They were led by Brian Aguilar, who hit that big three-pointer to make it a 1-possession game late. And Aguilar finished with 16 points and 4 rebounds in the game. Davis Peterson unofficially with 9. Tyler Lenz with 9. Javad Fatemi with 6. Bo Ells with 6. Connor Works with 4. Carter Sheffield had 2. Overall from the field, Lincoln Southwest was 23 of 54 for about 43% in the game. They shot 50% from two-point range, only 25% from behind the arc, and they shot 33% from the free throw line, going 3 of 9 So they shot very well from two-point range, but not very well at all from three. Well, man, that's not terrible. 25% isn't terrible for threes. But, again, they gave up a lot of points at the free throw line where they're only 3 of 9 in the game. And Lincoln Southwest, as we mentioned, falls to 3-18 on the year. For Kearney High, Bearcats improved their record now to 11-10. They had three players that were in double figures, led by Austin Murray, who finished with 15 points in the game, as well as having three rebounds. Jake Waller with 12 points in the game. For Waller, all of his points came from behind the arc. He stroked in all four. Well, he had hit four three-pointers in the game, so he finished with 12. Murray with 15. Brian Arp also with 12 in the game. He finished with four rebounds as well. Trevor Leibarger with 3 points in the game. He had a pretty big three-pointer. He finished with 3 three-pointers in the game. Zach Ryan with 2 points, both those coming from the free throw line. Austin Mishu with a couple of points. Brady Johnson with 2 points. And Kyle Anderson, 1 point and one block and a key rebound as well. That block with about 4 seconds left sealed the deal here for Kearney High as they win it by a final of 57-53. Unofficially from the field, they were 21 of 48, so they shot about 48%. They were a little bit less than 50% from two-point range, where they were 13 of 27, and they were 8 of 21 from three-point range, so they shot 38% from three-point range. That's getting it done. That's pretty good. And then 78% from the free-throw line, where they were 7 of 9 from the line, and the Bearcats win this one by a final of 53-50 to improve their record now to 11-10 on the season. Next up for them, they've won an all-expense-paid trip to Norfolk to take on the top-ranked Panthers on their gym on a Saturday night. And that is not going to be easy here for Kearney High, but they will go in with a winning record at 11-10 on the year. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. At least hopefully the coach will make it out over here. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery post-game show. Kearney High with a 57-53 win over Lincoln Southwest. They improved the record now to 11-10 on the season and wraps up the sweep here for the Bearcats as the girls won earlier tonight 56-43. And kind enough to join us to talk about the boys' game is Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High. And, Coach, you made some nice plays down the stretch, hit some key free throws, got a nice little block, and just kind of took care of business and won a tough one at home.
Why can't we ever win by 12? I mean, all I wanted, let's just win a game by 12 and make it not quite so stressful down the stretch there. But, yeah, this is a good win. You know, you saw the athleticism and the playmaking ability of Southwest. You know, they didn't play real consistently offensively, but they were always right there. Every time we made a big shot, they always answered it all the way down to the end. When number five hit that one to pull them within 2 points. But I thought the key down the stretch was our guards. Their poise under pressure, the free throws that we made and the fact that we didn't turn the ball over very much tonight, especially when they were kind of amping up the tempo late there.
Yeah, and again, late in the game, you guys took very good care of the basketball. And, you know, Zach Ryan hit some big free throws for you.
Austin Murray
hit two huge free throws for you. And then, you know, stat-wise, not a lot of numbers here for Kyle Anderson, but a key rebound, the block at the end of the game, even though it was going to be tough for them to come back at that point. I mean, just everybody contributed just a little bit of something that was necessary to pull out a tough win.
That's a great phrase, a little bit of something, whether it's Brady Johnson coming in and securing one pass, making one catch and one pass. He played for about 20 seconds, but that was a key 20 seconds. Kyle Anderson's block there, Zach Ryan's free throws, guys that maybe don't get the headlines and won't get the headlines after tonight, but just little solid plays that when called upon, they're ready. And we've been preaching that from day one, that we play a lot of different guys in a lot of different spots, and you might be sitting there ice cold for 31 and a half minutes, but if you get on the court for the last 30 seconds, we need that to be a really, really good 30 seconds. And I feel like we got that in a number of different sequences. We were kind of running an offense, defense sub there. We'd bring in Brady Johnson and Zach Ryan whenever we had the ball, and we'd bring in Austin Mishu and Kyle Anderson whenever Southwest had the ball. And then those guys did a nice job of making that transition.
And again, if you want to talk to your kids about the importance of free throws, 7 of 9 from the free throw line, that really kind of is the difference. And you were 8 of 21 from 3-point range. You hit three, hit some big 3-pointers down the stretch to kind of withstand the 3-pointers that they finally started hitting.
The run that got us going, at least offensively, and allowed us to get the lead and ultimately keep the lead, was when Trevor Liebarger caught fire for a little bit there.
Yep.
He'd kind of had a rough night shooting in the first half, but we stuck with him. Didn't even really run any sets for him, but our guys understand the importance of getting a guy like that good quality shots. We set him up nicely a couple times, and to his credit, he knocked him down. Jake Waller bounced back from a rough first half and had a couple of big shots in the second half. So everybody contributing in their own way, but we hit enough shots. We got enough stops. We rebounded tremendously. That's another key stat of the game.
You end up out rebounding them by 3 or 4, according to my numbers here. And again, Southwest, I thought, took phenomenal care of the basketball, which really, you know, again, you're not ending up with layups on the other end. You weren't able to really kind of get in transition.
It's really interesting. Both teams play what's called pack line man. That's kind of the new trend defensively in the country at all levels. Of everybody's so worried about dribble penetration, you guard the ball hard, but then everybody else is back on that pack line about 17 feet out. There's not a lot of lanes to drive, and it's really tough to get the ball into the post. And both teams just kind of passing around the perimeter. Both teams were actually pretty patient tonight, and I think both teams probably shot a pretty good percentage. But that was a good defensive effort by both us and Southwest tonight.
I ended up with you guys being 21 of 48 for so about 44%. And you did shoot a little bit better than what Southwest was able to do on the night. And again, it's a big win for you. I mean, again, a lot of times you play a 3-17 team, you don't say that it's a big win, but it was.
Yeah, honestly, this time of year, and for us the entire second semester, every win is a big win. You know, the kids were excited to finally be back over that 500 mark. When we're 6-10, and we're on the road at Omaha Northwest, down a point with about 30 seconds to play. I mean, maybe a Brady Johnson made layup away from going to 6-11. All of a sudden now we're 11-10, riding a 5-game winning streak. Incredibly tough matchup tomorrow, but we've come a long way in a short period of time, and that's just a credit to our kids for not being down, not being discouraged, not pointing the finger, and just coming to work every single day. And now they're reaping the benefits of the work that they've put in.
We'll talk about the approach tomorrow, because Saturday night in Norfolk, top-ranked team in the state, and, you know, even if they had a bad basketball team, that's a tough place to play on a Saturday night. Talk a little bit about what you guys are facing tomorrow and what you're going to have to do.
Well, obviously, they're the cream of the crop right now in Nebraska. I'm assuming they probably won tonight, so they're 19 or 20-0. And incredible home court advantage, you know, kind of an old school gym like we have here in Kearney. A couple Division I caliber players, a couple kids that are really explosive, athletic. They're as good a fundamental basketball team as there probably is. I'd put them in Creighton Prep as probably the two most fundamentally sounds. We're going to have to shoot the ball well. We're going to have to play our tails off. We're going to have to defend and rebound. But I just told the kids, you know, why shouldn't we think we're going to be in the game? We've been in a close game for about 15 consecutive nights now against some really good teams and against some really average teams, but our kids just have a knack of hanging in there, making enough plays, sometimes good ones, sometimes bad ones, and the score always stays close. You know, and if it's 57-55 with 30 seconds to play tomorrow night, I told our kids, I said it's going to be a heck of a lot louder than it was in our gym tonight, but they believe. I mean, they just feel like, you know, we've been through a lot this year, and I think they really truly believe they have a chance, and that's part of it. If you don't think you can win at Norfolk, then don't get on the bus tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
Don't get on the bus. We don't need you. We want guys that believe, and I think we got a whole bunch of guys that are going to be wearing black and blue tomorrow that believe that they can go on the road and play well and maybe get a win.
Well, you mentioned why can't we win by 12? I think you've been in 12 games that either gone to overtime or ended up being a one-possession game, and, hey, why not tomorrow and steal one?
Yep, that's incredible. If we're in a situation, we always say, hey, if we can defend, we can rebound, we're going to give ourselves a chance, and we, our kids believe, our coaches believe that we're going to give ourselves a chance tomorrow. If we just keep doing the same things we've been doing, we don't have to go there and do anything crazy. We don't have to go in there and run some crazy junk defense. We just have to play good, smart, fundamental basketball. And we have good enough players down the line that I think we can compete.
All right, go get him tomorrow, Scott.
Appreciate the time.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here. The Bearcats win at home 57-53 over Lincoln Southwest to complete the sweep. The girls won earlier 56-43 over Southwest. So the girls now are 16-5 on the season. Bearcats now are 11-10. Both the boys and girls teams traveling to Norfolk tomorrow, and we certainly wish them the best of luck in their endeavors tomorrow. Here on ESPN tomorrow, we'll have the first four games of the Heartland Hoops Classic beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning with Ravenna and Amherst. First four games will be on ESPN. The last two games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So here on ESPN, it'll be Ravenna and Amherst, followed by St. Cecilia, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, followed by Omaha, Scott, and Norfolk Catholic, and then Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic will be the 4:15 game. At 6, we'll be switching that over to Classic Hits 98.9 as Alcorn South will take on Columbus SCOTUS, and then the one that everybody's kind of looking at, the top-ranked team in the nation, Oak Hill Academy, taking on the number two team in the state of Nebraska, Omaha South. That'll be at 8 o'clock, and again, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also in the afternoon tomorrow on Classic Hits, we'll have coverage of the district wrestling tournament over in Elm Creek, as Doug will have the call of the finals in that one as well. And let's see if I can get an update here. Have not seen the update at last report that we had from the game, the girls game between Elm Creek and Amherst. The last report I had was Amherst at halftime leading Elm Creek 17-14. That game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For our engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, back in the studios, thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Carl Davis. And you've got Danny Shelton, who's a two-gapper and a great all-